The Chicago Motor Club presents the Wayside Theater. Welcome to the Wayside Theater, ladies and gentlemen. Each Sunday evening, enthusiastic playgoers dial their way to the Play of the Week, sponsored for your entertainment by the Chicago Motor Club. The presentations are always different, sometimes a comedy, sometimes a stirring romance, and occasionally a real mystery thriller, but always an interesting original play written especially for the Wayside Theater. Your host, the Chicago Motor Club, varies its radio entertainment in much the same way its services to 70,000 member families are varied. The club takes into consideration the many-sided requirements of automobile owners and satisfies those requirements by means of 26 money-saving services. There's no reason why you shouldn't enjoy those benefits, too. At least you'll want to find out about them. They're explained fully and simply in a free booklet, which is yours for the asking. Just call Franklin 1818 right after this broadcast, or send your name and address on a penny postcard to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. Tonight, we're going to take you back to romantic and colorful days in the thrilling history of early California. The time is 1847. It's an era of long ago, unrestrained, quick-tempered, intensely dramatic, thoroughly fascinating. The Play of the Week, ladies and gentlemen, is written by Virginia Safford and entitled Romance in Old Monterey. It is presented now as the curtain rises in the Chicago Motor Club's Wayside Theater.
Before we even get to Monterey. Oh, mercy.
Miss Matilda, if you'd hold on to the side of the coach.
Oh, I've never been so jolted in all. Oh, these drivers are crazy, that's what they are.
Surely we'll be there before long now. Miss Matilda, was it foolish not to let Caleb and Uncle John know?
Oh, arriving a whole week early, we'll probably find them both away.
But it did seem so romantic to surprise them.
Well, it's too late to worry now. What's bothering me is those fool drivers. Why have they got shotguns across their knees?
Dear knows, unless it's just one of the Western customs.
Oh, I suppose I might just as well get used to these queer ways.
But, Miss Matilda, you're returning to Connecticut as soon as Caleb and I are married, so...
Emily, you might just as well know before we get there that I intend to stay in Monterey. I'm going to open a shop for the soldiers.
Why, how wonderful. But do gentlewomen ever go into trade?
Oh, rubbish. I'm just going to do mending and give them treats of pies and cakes. High time someone did.
I think it's terribly romantic. Oh, Miss Matilda, it'd be so much fun to help you in your little shop.
Wonder what Captain Caleb Grayson and Governor John Bennett would say to that. Anywhere, where will you get the time?
But surely Caleb won't expect to be married immediately. Why, I haven't even seen him since I was a little girl.
You're no more than that now.
I know. It fair takes my breath away to think that Caleb has asked me to share his wonderful future.
Oh, merciful heavens.
We're stopping. Oh, what's happened to us?
Senores, throw down your gun.
Oh, gracious Peter.
They must be Spaniards. And they're wearing masks.
Emily, get down here on the floor.
Oh, what'll they do to us?
Oh, we'll be murdered. I knew we'd be murdered.
Josefa, bring la señorita from the coach. Andale.
Si, si, señor. Señorita. Diablo, señor. Look, there are two of them.
Caracoles, bring them both then, and be quick.
Venga aquí, señora.
We'd better do as they say.
We'll come. We're getting out.
So, and which of you is la señorita Emily Rogers? The intended bride of Captain Grayson?
Well, I...
You, the captain's bride? Oh, so young, so beautiful. But come, we waste time. Juan, lift la señorita up to my horse. Andale.
Yes, sí.
Oh, no.
Don't you dare.
Let me go. Oh, let me down from here.
Keep quietly, señorita. Josefa, put the señora back into the court.
Come, señora. Oh. You go back in the coach.
No,
Comprisa.
You
Comprisa.
Let go of me. I won't get back in that coach. Put me down.
Oh, chef, I'll make haste.
Diablo, she claws like a wildcat.
Oh, Miss Matilda.
Oh, you wicked fiend.
Whip the horses. Send the coach away.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Help, oh, you.
Mount your horses.
Where are you taking me?
We go to my hacienda, senorita. You will be my honored guest. Senorita, the dancing of my servants does not amuse you? Or perhaps the night air is too chilly.
Do you think I want to be amused?
But, senorita, you are my guest.
Why have you done this? Who are you?
To you, senorita, I am just Ramon.
But how did you know who I am and that our coach was arriving?
Ah, a Spaniard knows many ways to accomplish what he wants.
But what is it you want?
Bueno, perhaps I can make you understand a little. I have 4 years in Mexico City at the university. 2 months ago, I returned to Monterrey. Everything is changed.
Naturally, the Americans have done a great deal to...
Senorita, of your Americanos, there are two kinds, good and bad. The bad ones take our land, plunder our ranchos, rob us of our cattle. My people, they are gay, happy children. They cannot see what lies ahead in the future if these bad ones gain still more power.
But what can you gain by keeping me here? My uncle is the governor. He'll send troops to...
Ah, no, senorita. The governor Bennett is away on business at the pueblo of Los Angeles.
Oh, but Captain Grayson will find me.
See? It is that for which we wait.
You want Caleb and his men to come here?
The captain will come alone, senorita. And long before this, he should be here.
Caleb is coming here?
Si, that is the plan, senorita. The captain will come alone because me, I tell him to. Then he and I will make the bargain.
But why...
Senor Ramon, Pedro has returned.
Why has he been so long?
Senor Ramon...
Pedro, tell me, you delivered the message to the captain?
No, senor, I could not deliver the message.
What?
The captain go away from Monterrey yesterday.
But he will return.
Not for 2, maybe 3 days.
We wait then. We try again.
No, no, senor. The old senora, she roused the town. The troops search the countryside. Soon they will be here.
Then the old plan has failed. If we cross swords with the troops, we show our hand, everything will be ruined. Juan, bring the horses. You and Josefa accompany La Senorita within 1/2 mile of Monterrey. Make certain she is safe. Then meet me at the usual place near El Rancho Santa Margarita.
Si, pronto.
You're going to let me go? You're sending me back?
Si, senorita Emilita Rogers. I make the mistake. Another time I seek the meeting with the captain. I ask your pardon that you suffer without need.
But I haven't suffered. Indeed, you've been very kind.
Everything
to me.
Is ready, senor.
Bueno. Senorita. It is too bad that first we meet like this. Perhaps if... but there is need for haste. You allow me.
Oh, thank you. But Ramon, what will happen to you?
Quien sabe. That we learn later, perhaps. But now you must go. Adios, little Emilita. Perhaps we meet again soon. Quien sabe.
And so ends the first act in the Wayside Theater production of Romance in Old Monterrey. If you're thinking about buying an automobile, either new or used, you'll be interested in this little scene between young Tommy Taylor and his wife Betty. They have an important date this evening, and they're dressed in their best for the big event. Let's listen as they're coming out of their house.
Gee, you look wonderful tonight, Betts.
You're looking pretty fancy yourself, Mr. Taylor.
Wouldn't it be swell if we didn't have to ride a crowded streetcar?
Oh, of course it would, but I don't mind, dear. Well, I know it's a lot of trouble to finance a car these days.
Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. Say, wouldn't it be great if that snug little sedan there belonged to me?
Now, don't be daydreaming. Come on, we've got to hurry.
Oh, how about driving our own car?
Our own? Well, how, when did you...
Yes, sir, she's all ours. And talk about an easy way to buy a car and at the lowest possible cost.
Explain yourself, young man.
Ever hear of the Chicago Motor Club?
Certainly.
Well, I have the club to thank for a really convenient method of buying a car. I talked to their automobile finance department, and honestly, Betts, I never heard of such a swell deal in my life. I had no idea a man could save so much trouble and red tape and dollars on buying a new car. Would you believe it? I saved $25 just because a friend of mine told me about the service and protection he got through the club automobile finance department.
Oh, isn't it wonderful, Tommy? Aren't you proud?
You just bet he's proud. And so are thousands of other car owners who have consulted the automobile finance department of the Chicago Motor Club before they bought their new or used cars. You see, this 32-year-old club is dedicated to the motoring enjoyment of you and your family. And it's the club's pleasant job to see that you get the most for your money. Better get that free booklet right away. Your name and address on a penny postcard is all you need. Just send it to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. Or call Franklin 1818 right after this program. No charge or obligation, just valuable information, free. Information on many club services that save you many dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, the curtain rises on the second act of Romance in Old Monterey.
Emily, what's come over you? You've been mooning around ever since...
But it's just that... Oh, I don't want to be married right away.
Oh, rubbish. Now get back out there in the shop. What'll Caleb think?
Very well, Miss Matilda.
Well, if I don't get these pies in, we'll never get the shop open this afternoon.
We're so terribly busy this morning, Caleb.
Emily, right now I want it thoroughly understood that I shan't permit you to wait upon trade when this shop opens.
But, Caleb,
I... Now, we won't argue the matter, my dear child. Now, Emily, the essential thing right now is to find out where these ruffians took you.
But, Caleb, I've told you I don't know.
If they only knew who the men were... But I'll find them, Emily. And before I'm through, I'll rid California of every one of these worthless, ignorant Spaniards.
But, Caleb, I am safe. I came to no harm.
It's regrettable that I was absent when the coach arrived. I was trying to capture some cattle rustlers.
The Americans who've been stealing all the cattle?
Americans? What gave you that idea? Are there Spaniards? A band of cutthroat Spaniards seeking revenge?
Oh.
My dear, it is best that we be married once so that I may give you my full protection.
But...
Further delay is ridiculous.
But shouldn't we wait until Uncle John returns? We wouldn't want to displease him, Caleb.
No, that's true. I count a great deal upon the governor's friendship to further my...
Buenos dias, senorita.
What?
What do you mean by coming in here? This shop isn't open yet.
Caleb, please. The gentleman is our first customer. Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
And so this is the great Captain Grayson, eh?
And just what...
Did you want to buy something, sir?
What, see, senorita?
Perhaps something here on the counter, please.
What is this little silk book, senorita?
We call that a housewife. You see, it opens up and inside is thread and...
And pins and needles and buttons. But this is very clever. Senorita... You yourself embroidered these pretty red rose on the cover.
Emily, I forbid you to wait upon this Mexican.
Why, Caleb.
But I do not mind, senorita. I am glad the captain is here. I wish to ask him an important question. Senor, do you think El Rancho Santa Margarita will be raided by cattle rustlers soon?
Why do you think that it will be raided?
Quien sabe. Perhaps because it is the only rancho that so far escaped. Perhaps because its owner is away. What do you think, senor? Give me your opinion.
You seem to know a lot about it.
Oh, one hears many things in the plaza, senor. But, pardon, senorita, I keep you waiting.
Give me that needle book.
But, secondly, if the captain wished to examine it...
Here's 10 cents. That's enough.
But, Caleb, he...
Surely the captain did not understand I myself...
Never mind. I have another one, if you really want one. I... See? They're just alike.
Perhaps the captain wished this one, too.
Go on, buy it and get out of here.
Muchas gracias, senor. The gallant captain gave 10 cents. But to me, the little needle book with the red rose La Señorita embroidered is worth... So.
But I couldn't take a whole dollar, sir.
Take it and get through with him. Or perhaps he wants me to escort him off the premises.
See? If the captain is ready to depart, bueno, we go together. Adios, señorita. And muchas gracias. Always I keep the little needle book with me and think of you.
Why, you insolent...
Please, go now, sir, before...
But see, come, captain. After you, señor.
Oh, no.
The good soldier does not expose the back to the enemy, eh? And now, senor, which way you go?
Why, I...
Oh, that is too bad. Me, I go this way. Adios, senorita. Hasta la vista.
Señorita Emilita.
Oh, Ramon, I've asked you please not to come here anymore.
But, Emilita, the day before yesterday, I bring my serape for you to mend.
It really wasn't torn.
Yesterday, it is necessary that I come and get it.
And today?
Today, I am very galoso. How you say in Americano? I have the sweet teeth. Oh, Señorita, I become so hungry for little cookies.
Ramon, if you don't stop this, I'll tell Captain Grayson who you really are.
What, Emilita? You do not know who I really am.
That wasn't what I meant.
Emilita, why is it that you have not already told the captain it was I who stopped...
Shh. Miss Matilda isn't back.
Is it that you love the captain so much? Or is it that you love me so much?
Oh, well, how dare you say so? Apparently you don't know that Captain Grayson and I are to be married on Thursday. When my uncle returns.
Thursday? But that is the day after tomorrow. That is so soon. Then we say adios the day after mañana?
Yes.
Emilita, before I lose you forever, give me one day. Come with me mañana. We will ride in the hills. I will show you my California. For one day I will bring sunshine into your heart, laughter to your lips, and into those big blue eyes.
Ramon, please, you know I couldn't.
Mañana at noon, I come for you here.
But you mustn't come here anymore. It's too dangerous.
Then I send a horse for you.
I can't.
You will come. I will be waiting. Hasta mañana at noon, Emilita. Adios.
I'll never get this hem pinned up.
Miss Matilda, what time is it?
Well, past noon, I think. I put my pies in at 10 of. Why on earth you should take this sudden notion to have me...
I was so afraid my dress wouldn't be finished by tomorrow. Oh, it is lovely, isn't it?
Now, stand still. I always say there's something about white satin... Oh, now, who left that horse hitched up in the backyard? He's been there for half an hour.
Dear knows, Miss Matilda. Oh, are you through?
Yes, now take it off.
Oh, no, let's try on my veil, too. What's that?
Oh, I'll see. Don't move now. The pins will fall out.
Captain Grayson sent this note to Miss Emily Rogers.
Oh, thank you. Good day.
Did he say from Caleb?
Yes. Gracious Peter, if anything's happened, I'll with such bad luck to postpone a wedding.
Oh, why?
Well, what does it say?
But it couldn't be. Miss Matilda, I must see. Oh, he may have gone by now.
Hey!
second act of Romance in Old Monterey comes to a close. Back in 1920, when the Chicago Motor Club installed its emergency road service, it was met with the kind of enthusiasm that's mighty hard to equal. But this enthusiasm has been equaled by a more recent service, and then some. No other service has won more public approval than the club's automobile finance department. And Mr. and Mrs. Public are the best judges in the world about things like that, especially in these days when every penny saved is well worth the effort. But it's not pennies you save in this case, it's dollars. Just listen to this. Through the club's expert knowledge of every possible way to benefit motorists, and through arrangements which the club has made, you may now finance the purchase of a new or used car and get the friendliest, money-saving service you've ever had. Why, many car owners have saved as much as $25 on the purchase of a car. That's what I call a wonderful deal. And it's yours for the asking through the Automobile Finance Department of the Chicago Motor Club. And now, here's the quickest way to learn about not only that service, but also 25 other money-saving benefits. Just send your name and address to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. Or pick up the phone and call Franklin 1818. The club's free booklet, one of the most interesting, straightforward booklets you've ever read, will be yours without charge or obligation. Curtain rises on the Wayside Theater production of Romance in Old Monterey.
Ramon! Oh, Ramon!
Hola! Oh, I knew you'd come, cara mia. If I wait long enough...
Ramon, something terrible has happened. The Rancho Santa Margarita was raided last night.
See, I know that.
Caleb sent me a note. He says he has definite proof that you raided the ranch.
What?
That you are the cattle thief.
The captain has proved that
You must go. You'll be captured. They'll shoot you.
Hey, Melita, I must tell
you... Don't stop for anything. Just go quickly. You... Listen.
See.
Listen, Ramon. What's that?
Horses. Look, down the road.
Caleb. Caleb and a posse.
Oh. He send the note, then he follow. Very clever.
Oh, don't let him capture you, Ramon.
Adios, niña mía. Until we meet again, soon.
Are, are. Hola, chico.
Caleb, don't shoot. Make them stop.
Hit him off, friend. Down. You got him.
Oh, Ramon. Oh, Caleb, you let them kill him.
Emily, are you all right?
Oh, how can you do this?
Captain Grayson, he's still alive.
Throw him across the horse, Sergeant. We take him back to town.
Caleb, let me go to him. He's wounded. He needs me.
A cattle rustler, Emily. Have you entirely lost your senses?
But he isn't. He's...
I told you I had proof. Here, look. Perhaps this will...
Nothing could convince... Where did you...
The needle book was found early this morning, just outside the open corral gates of the Santa Margarita Ranch. Do you still refuse to be convinced, my dear Emily? Bennett, though the prisoner refuses to admit the needle book is his property, your niece has identified it. I myself was present when he purchased it from her. In fact, I purchased one like it. Must further time be wasted on this worthless cattle rustler?
No. No, Captain Grayson, I think we need
Uncle John, you promised him a fair trial.
But he's offered no proof that he did
Uncle John, may I see the needle book again, please?
But she has already...
Very well, my dear, if you wish.
Thank you. I thought perhaps... Uncle John, look. Yes? This is not the needle book Ramon purchased.
Emilita.
Why, just a moment ago you
said... I know, but I was wrong. This isn't the one. The rose embroidered on the one Ramon bought had but one green leaf. This has two green leaves. This is the one Caleb bought.
Emilita.
Preposterous.
Waiter, Are you sure, my dear?
Yes, see? There's also a slight defect in the rose petal. I remember. Uncle John, this is Caleb's. It isn't Ramon's.
But now wait. This was found outside the corral gates. Do you realize what you're implying?
But that isn't mine. It couldn't be. Why, I haven't been near the...
And the captain can produce for us the one he purchased?
Governor Bennett, will you dispatch an orderly at once to my quarters to...
But Caleb, have you forgotten? You told me you'd lost yours.
Why, that's right, I did, but this is not the one I lost. Why, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, the captain laughed from the teeth out, I think.
Why, you...
Excellencia, I think now, thanks to La Señorita, I can speak and you will not brush away my word. I am Ramon de Vasquete Gonzalez. Don Miguel of the Rancho Santa Margarita is my grandfather.
Ramon!
Impossible!
Oh, Don Miguel of the Santa Margarita Ranch?
Si, Excellencia. My grandfather sent for me to protect his interests here in Monterey.
Yes, but why didn't you tell us? Why have you kept silent, man?
What good to tell who I am unless I can show you the real deal. And now, perhaps the captain will tell us why the man who sold the stolen cattle to my very good friend in San Joaquin Valley so strangely resembled the captain.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Captain, your plan to place the blame on me
has
failed.
Captain Grayson, I've known for some time you would stop at nothing to gain power here in California.
Sure, you don't believe this lying Spaniard?
I am compelled to believe him. I've been suspicious of you before, Grayson. But I thought if I gave you free rein...
But, Governor
Captain
Bennett...
Grayson, I shall have you placed under arrest.
You can't do this. I'm innocent.
Ah, Excellencia. If I had only come to you at the first...
You fools. You can never prove this.
Ramon, take care.
Captain. Grayson, I command you to drop that gun.
All of you, stay where you are.
Quick, stop him.
You'll never take me.
My dear one.
Ramon, are you all right?
Si, Emilita. And I come as soon as I can.
Caleb.
Oh, the posse does not give up. But me, I think we see the last of the captain.
But all the cattle, Ramon. Can you get it back from that man you said you knew?
Ah, that, Emilita, was what you say in Americano, the big bluff. But we get the cattle again, I think, anyway.
You tricked him.
Si, Senorita of the big blue eyes. And now it is time I ask two questions of you.
Two questions?
Si. First, why did you tell His Excellencia, your uncle, the governor, the book of the pins and needles was not mine?
Why, because... Just because...
You were very monkey.
But I...
You knew it was mine, Emilita.
But I had to do something. And then when I saw Caleb's face... You see, he really had lost his and... Oh, I fear it was very wicked of me. Poor Caleb.
Emilita... One time I say to you, there are good Americanos and bad ones.
It was that night at your hacienda. I understand now, Ramon.
Bueno. And now we come to the second question. Niña mía, will you teach me to be the good Americano?
Why, I...
Ah, querida mía, your big blue eyes say the answers to all these questions I ask.
Ramon, please... No, you mustn't.
My little Emilita, I love you. You are, for me, everything.
Ramon.
Emily, is there a customer at this hour? Oh.
Si, senora, you have the customer. Not today, not mañana, but for all the time. Buenas noches, senora.
Gracious Peter. Buenas noches, senor.
And so ends Romance in Old Monterey, presented by the Chicago Motor Club in the Wayside Theater. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, the Wayside Theater will bring to you a play behind the play. By that I mean an exciting and amusing drama of what goes on behind the scenes. A New York producer is caught in a whirlpool of troubles and worries that always seem to accompany the production of a big Broadway play. In the midst of it all, his father and mother arrive for a visit. The star of his show rebels, and his problems reach a climax of headaches for him and entertainment for you. Be sure and tune in on this play of the week entitled Ma and Pa Play Cupid. And now, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that special offer I mentioned a while ago, that valuable free booklet which the Chicago Motor Club has prepared especially for you. Learn how 70,000 member families have ended motoring worries and are saving money right at the same time. Just send your name and address on a penny postcard to the Chicago Motor Club, Chicago, or its nearest branch office. And by the way, if you live in Chicago, there are special night operators on duty to take care of your request for that free booklet this evening, if you'll just pick up your phone and call Franklin 1818. Wayside Theater play tonight starred Patricia Dunlap and Olin Soule with Ethel Owen, Michael Romano, Bill Boucher, Carolyn McKay, and Brett Morrison. This is Vern Smith speaking for the Chicago Motor Club.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.